हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः इन् दिस् third chapter, the title Karma Yoga, we have seen Bhagavan saying the wise person is the one person who does not need to do anything. And he said to be Kritarthaha. Kritarthaha means Kritaha Arthaha Yena Saha Kritarthaha. The person of accomplishment. In spite of or irrespective of what a person has accomplished, what a person has not accomplished. If a person is accomplished, attained jnanam means, and he is really a person of accomplishment. Why? Because only in jnanam, one can revel in the fullness. Only when a person sees fullness being on his own swarupam, that is how a person becomes free from the sense of inadequacies centered on I. When inadequacy being not there, when a person understands, inadequacy centered on I becomes resolved as a result of resolving the very I sense. Then the needs disappear. Physical needs may be there, but still there will be objectivity. Emotional need will not be there at all. Because wanting to live long happily itself is an emotional urge, natural emotional urge. So that urge will be resolved. When a person discovers happiness as its own swarupam, naturally inadequacy resolves. Inadequacy centered on I resolves. Thereby the emotional the needs resolve. When the needs resolve, there's no way of desires rising. The person becomes free from the hold of desires also for good. That is how a person becomes absolutely dispassionate person. And then he's Ishvara himself, such a person. Therefore, the person has accomplished everything as it were. That is why Jnani is said to be Kritakrityaha Kritarthaha. What is such a Jnani does not need to do anything, there is no requirement for him to do anything. Still, a Jnani involves himself in activities without doership and enjoyership and for the welfare of the world, Lokasangrahartham. So, involving oneself in activities for the welfare of the world without the doership and enjoyership, without the notion I am the doer and enjoyer, is actually said to be karma abhasaha. And having talked about the wise person, the 20th verse we are seeing last class, let me go back to the 20th verse. We are talking about Grihastha Jnanis. Bhagavan talked about the Sannyasi Jnanis. Grihastha Jnanis was talking about. So Sannyasi, whether person is a Vidvat Sannyasi or a person is a Grihastha Jnani, still for them there is no doership and enjoyership. And there are great kings who had tremendous responsibility of being the ruler of the kingdom. Still they all were also Jnanis. Whereas let us see this verse, 20th verse. Karma naiva hi samsiddhim asthita janakadayah loka sangrahamevapi sampashyan kartu marhasi. So Bhagavan tells Arjuna, karmana eva samsiddhim asthitaha janakadayah. King Janaka, etc. Etc. He adds one more word, Ashwapatihi. There was a king known as Ashwapatihi who was equally another great jnani like Janaka. So Janakadayaha, samsiddhim asthitaha, attain absolute success by performing their duties, by living a life of karma yoga, not by giving up activities. Therefore Bhagavan says, second line, lokasangraham eva sampashyan kartum arhasi. Always having your focus on the welfare of the society, welfare of the world, you can do your duties. That's what Bhagavan says in this 20th verse. Lokasangraham sampashyan eva. Lokasangraham sampashyan eva api. Kartum marhasi, you must do your duties, you must do, you can do. Let's see the bhashyam there. Karmanaivahi, karmanayeva, purvi, yasmate. He is the, because, why Arjuna should do his duties? Bhagavan says, yasmat, because. Yasmat means yataha. Purve, in ancient times, kshatriyaha vidvamsaha. So wise people, they were kshatriyaha, kings. Kshatriyaha vidvamsaha, the people of wisdom, who were also kshatriyas. They, karmana eva, only by performing their activities, duties, samsiddhi here means mokshaha. That's why I said absolute accomplishment is mokshaha. Ultimate accomplishment, accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished, that is absolute accomplishment, is absolute success. So samsiddhim, moksham, gantum asthitaha. They had moksha as their goal. And for accomplishing goal, for arriving at goal, the moksha, in terms of moksha, they involved themselves in activities. And who are the people? K. Janakadayaha. King Janaka, etc. Janakaha. Janaka Ashwapati Prabhutayaha. Janaka Ashwapati Prabhutayaha. The great kings such as Janaka, Ashwapati, etc. They all involved themselves in activities. Suppose they were known as Grihastha Jnanaha. Wise people who continued to be in their Grihastha Ashramaha, they never became sannyasis. They never wore saffron robes, ochre robes. They continued to be in their regular Grihastha Ashrama attire. They continued to be involved continue to involve themselves in all the household activities. In fact, as a king, in all the worldly activities. You can imagine what all activities a king must have had. So, if we take Janaka, etc., as people were aspiring for moksha, then you should understand they became jnanis. I mean, they continued to remain in karma. They were following the discipline of karma yoga and having moksha as their goal. Then they never gave up activities. So, person who is aspiring for moksha should not, need not give up activities. Which means he continued his life in Panchamahayagnas. That's the idea. Then he said, Bhagavad Pada gives three different meanings here, we'll understand. Yadi te prapta samyak darshanaha. Prapta samyak darshanaha means samyak darshanam praptam yaihi. Samyak darshanam praptam yaihi te prapta samyak darshanaha. If Janaka and others were people who had very clear vision of the truth. Samyak darshanaha means people of samyak darshan means if they were people of clear, doubtfully ascertained vision of the reality appearing as their own sarupa. If their jnani is already tataha, then lokasangrahartham prarabdha karmatvatu karmanasaha eva asanyasya eva karma samsiddhim asanyasya eva karma samsiddhim astitaha iti arthaha. It's another meaning he gives. Okay, if we look at Janaka and others, of course, who are always glorified as grastha jnanis. Means they, Janaka attained jnanam, Ashwapati attained jnanam, they lived as royal sages. Suppose, if before attaining jnanam, okay, the people of wisdom and remaining in the discipline of karma yoga, following the discipline of karma yoga, living as panchamahayagnas, performing their duties, so they were going to involve themselves ultimately for the attainment of moksha. They never gave up activities. And he continued, suppose if yadi te samyak prapta samyak darshanaha, yadi te prapta samyak darshanaha, if they were the people who had attained already the clear, doubt-free vision of the Atma, they are already jnanis, then tataha, still, lokasangrahartham, karmanasaha, paradha karmatvatu. So still they are performing duties for the purpose of the welfare of the world. Loka sangrahartham. Another one. Prarabdha karmatvatu. Prarabdha karmatvatu means what? The prarabdha karma was very strong. Even though they had the punyam which enabled them to become prepared mentally, to bless them with the mental preparedness, bless them with the discipline of jnana yoga, bless them with the jnanam, and now they have the ascertained vision of the truth, they are prapta sanmik darshanaha, still the part of the karma is such that retains them only as karma yogis, only as grastas, the paradha karma, paradha karma karmatvat, paradha karmatvat means by because of their paradha karma also, even though they had a good punyam, tremendous punyam of being able to have mental preparedness and jnanam, that they attained tremendous, what an amount of grace they must have had to become wise people. But still, they never gave up karma. They never took life of sannyasa. They continued to be in grihastashrama. They continued to be the karma yogis. They continued to be performing activities because of the paradha karmatvata, means because of the strength of the paradha karma, that they were only destined to remain as grihasthas even after the attainment of jnanam. Only difference is what, if the after attainment of jnanam, as people of ascertained vision, prapta samyak darshanaha api paradha karmatvat, because of paradha karma, they continued to remain as grihasthas. They did not become sannyasis, but still they continued to perform their duties like before. But the karma was what? Karma abhasaha. Karma abhasaha and karma yogaha. What is the discipline? When a person as a grihastha lives a life karma yoga, performs karma, that karma performed as a grihastha becomes a preparatory discipline. Is performed for as a preparatory discipline. As a discipline for preparing one's mind for jnanam. So it becomes a karma yogaha, is a means of preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. Whereas karma abhasaha means a person, even after the attainment of jnanam, continues to do all one's duties without renouncing anything, without changing one's lifestyle also, but without the doership and enjoyership, but not as a preparatory discipline, because already the person is prepared minded, not even for jnanam, he attained jnanam. And he is not dependent on any results of actions for his happiness. But still, the person is absolutely independent of anything. Still, he performs karma without the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Then, his karma is for what? Only lokasangrahartham. Then, it is karma abhasaha. Karma abhasaha means falsified karma, which does not produce any punya papam for the person, which does not bind the person. Okay, but he performs because of the paradha karma. Paradha karmatvatu. Second reason. Now third. Karmana sahaiva asanyasya eva karma. Karmana sahaiva means what? They lived their lives throughout, always along with the karma, means they never gave karma. Karmana sahaiva jivitavantaha. They lived their lives throughout the performance of duties. It means karma asanyasya eva, without having renounced karma, without having renounced karma, without changing their dress, without changing the lifestyle, without having gone through this ritual of sannyasaha. But still what? They lived a clean life of karma yoga, they attained jnanam, they became people of samyak darshanam, and still they continued their activities for the welfare of the world, and because of the paradha karma also, and without giving up activities alone they lived, but still they are samsiddhim astitaha. They accomplished absolute success in terms of moksha. Iti arthaha. This is the meaning. Then, suppose if we take Janaka and others, they were strictly living a life of karma yoga. They were not living a life of karma abhasa. Living of karma abhasa means a jnani can live a life of karma abhasa, means living a life performing duties and activities involving like ajnani, but without the doership and enjoyership, falsifying it, the karma. But here, suppose if we take Yanaka and others were karma yogis. They were doing everything what they had to do. As a preparatory discipline. So Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives another meaning also. Atha, aprapta samyak darshanaha janakadayaha. If King Janaka and others, we do not know whether they attained jnanam or not. Even if we look at them as, okay, they had some understanding, but they were not people of ascertained vision of the Atma. Aprapta samyak darshanaha. Even if Janaka and others were taken to be people who had not attained, ascertained clear vision of the Atma, still they were enjoying the benefit of jnanam. Still they were ajnanis if we take them also. Then, tada, karmana sattva-shuddhi sadhana bhutena kramena samsiddhim astitaha iti vyakyeyaha shlokaha. If we take Janaka and others as ignorant people, but people who are strict, who lived their lives with the purushartha nischaya, with the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, then they are aprapta samyak darshanaha. They were not people of clear vision, but still they had purushartha nischaya. So they're living their lives having moksha as their goal and jnanam as their goal. Then, what did they do? Karmana sattva shuddhi sadhana bhutena karmana. By performing karma, which serves as a means of mental preparation. Sattva shuddhi sadhana bhutam karma. Karma yoga. When the all one's duties performed serve as a means of attainment of mental purification, then that karma which serves as a means of mental purification is said to be what now? Yoga, karma yoga. Sattva shuddhi sadhana bhutena karmana. By performing karma, all the duties, which serves as a means of attainment of mental purification, the mental preparedness, then kramena, then properly, samsiddhim astitaha. Kramena means what now? They by living life karma yoga and attaining mental preparedness, then becoming prepared for the attainment of jnanam, going through the discipline of jnana yoga, they attained jnanam, they attained moksha. Samsiddhim astitaha iti vyakyeyaha shlokaha. Means through proper order, kramena through proper order. So one, what is the proper order? People who are asamyag, or can say people aprapta samyak darshanaha. Aprapta samyak darshanaha means still ajnainaha. Or people who have not yet ascertained the clear vision of the Atma, who have yet to have the clear vision, such people having moksha as their goal, with a commitment to the ascertained vision of the Atma, and having their focus on mental preparation, and they, by performing all their duties, which serves as a means of attainment of mental purification, performing thereby, and kramena, going through proper order of attaining mental preparedness, then going through the Sutta Jnana Yoga, then the attained Jnanam, thereby what? Attained Moksha. Tramena samsiddhim asitaha means they attained the absolute success in terms of moksha by going through the disciplines in proper order. Iti vyakheyah shlokah. This is how this verse must be interpreted. This is how the verse must be explained, expounded. Okay. Atha, what he wants to say is, even if we take Janaka and other people, they never became sannyasis. They never wore saffron robes, ochre robes. They never changed their lifestyles. They were always very busy, highly active, enthusiastic contributors of the society. But still, they are not ordinary people. If we take them, they must have lived life of karma yoga, what attaining mental preparation, and they must have attained the jnanam by going through discipline of jnana yoga. Or even as people of clear vision also, they continued to do karma, which the karma was falsified karma for the sake of the welfare of the world, they must have performed. Anyway, those great sage, great kings like Danaka and Ashwapati attained moksha, but they attained jnanam not by giving up activities, always with the jnanam, they were with the karma, abhasa. Before jnanam also, they were karma yogis. They are always with the karma. Karma asanyasya eva. Without giving up karma at all, at any stage, before the jnanam, they were performed karma as a means of mental preparation. After the attainment of jnanam, karma abhasa, for the lokasangrahartham, they were doing karma. They never gave up karma. Okay. One more thing we have to say here. See, why they continue to be grastaha? Once a person attains jnanam and the person goes to sannyasa mentally, because he is a person who is still physically involved activities, but because of the jnanam, he is free from doership and injarship, which means physically involved in activities, but he cognitively, the person is a non-doer, non-performer, non-enjoyer. So he could have gone through the ritual of sannyasa. He could have lived as a jnani, sannyasi jnani. Why did he continue to be a grihastha jnani? One more reason. There's no need for one really to go through, to become physically a sannyasi. Real sannyasa, what? It's jnanam which makes sannyasa. The real renunciation of doership and enjoyership. Freeing oneself the wrong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is possible only in the wake of the jnanam. What is needed is jnanam. He is an unset of actions. No doubt. But without he karmana eva, karma asanyasya eva, mean without having become a sannyasi, continues to do sir karma, means one more reason is given. The taken to life of sannyasa means going through the ritual of sannyasa, which we all went through. I mean, there is a ritual performed specifically on a day chosen by the guru, and a certain ritual is done at the bank of Ganga, and after that ritual, certain ritual. Then a person is, openly declares the promises that he would give up everything. He would involve himself in enjoyment of music, dance, etc. Then he is given this occurs, the mantra also, sannyasa mantra upadesha also is done for a person who takes to, who goes through the ritual of sannyasa. It's a ritual. Even a person, simply, it's not going through the ritual of sannyasa makes a person sannyasi. It is the jnanam which makes a person real sannyasi. Or it is the dispassion which makes the person real sannyasi. But ritual also, one goes through ritual also. But one more reason is given, even though he became a jnani, before becoming jnanam, when he lives life karma yoga, as a jnani, he was a grihastha. Grihastha is okay. Even after going through discipline of jnana yoga, after attaining the jnanam also, even as a royal sage, even as a grihastha jnani, he continued to be as a grihastha, performing his duties for loka sangraha. He did not take to life of sannyasa, because sannyasa ritual, the ritual, the sannyasaha, going through ritual sannyasaha, is possible only for a brahmana. This is one interpretation. Of all the people of all four varnas, only a brahmana is eligible to go through ritual sannyasa and wear the ochre robes. This is one interpretation. But there's another interpretation that people of three varnas, brahmanaha, kshatriyaha, vaishyaha, can go through discipline of the ritual of sannyasa. So maybe, as per the first interpretation, being a kshatriya, because of his being a kshatriya also, doesn't matter whether a person goes through ritual sannyasa or not. What is wanted is moksha, and for moksha, what is needed is only jnanam, nothing else. So jnanam one should aspire for, and to attain jnanam one should go to discipline of jnana yoga, and one should have this qualification of viveka vairagyam. All that a person can have if a person goes through the discipline of karma yoga, performs all his duties with proper attitude. So if a person has left karma yoga, he can get himself prepared. Therefore, this Janaka and Ashwapati, etc., so must have gone through the discipline of karma yoga as a preparatory discipline. Then they must have gone through the discipline of jnana yoga also for jnanam. They must have attained jnanam. After having attained jnanam also, they were always with the karma, karma asanyasya yeva. Without renouncing any karma, they continued to be people who are performing karma for loka sangrahartham, for the purpose of the welfare of the world. Okay. This is how we must understand the meaning of this verse. Atha manyase purvaihi api janakadibihi ajanadbihi eva. Arjuna, if at all you think janakadibihi purvaihi ajanadbihi eva kartavyam karma kritam. If at all you think, ajanadbihi means what now? People who were not knowing, means who were ignorant. So Janaka and others must have been ignorant. So by them, they had no choice. The duties had to be done. So, atha manyase, if you think, purvaihi janakadibihi, by our ancestors, great kings like Janaka, etc., had to be done. What karma was performed because karma had to be done by them. Being ignorant, ajanadbihi janakadibihi, by ignorant people like Janaka, etc., kartavyam karma kritam. The duties which had to be performed were performed. The duty was performed because duty had to be performed. the to be performed duty was performed by people who were not, who were still ignorant, who were not knowing. Even if you think, Bhagavan says, Tavata na avashyam anyena kartavyam. Samyak darshanavata kritarthena iti. Tavata na avashyam anyena samyak darshanavata kartavyam. Kritarthena iti. Even if you think, only by a jnani, who is a person of clear vision, and who is a person of accomplishment, by him, definitely, karma need not be performed. Samyak darshanavata kritarthena, by a person of real accomplishment, who has clear vision of the Atma, by him, karma avashyam kartavyam iti na, na avashyam kartavyam. Duty need not be done. It's not a must that a person of clear vision should perform his duties. No. A person of clear vision need not do. Even if you think that way, tathapi, even then, prarabdha karma yattaha. Because of the prarabdha, and your birth is what you are born as a kshatriya. Tvam lokasangraham eva api lokasya lokasangraham eva pashampashyan. Because of the prarabdha karma, you are born as a kshatriya, therefore you must do your duty. How? Lokasangrahameva api sampashyan. Lokasangraham means what? Lokasya unmarga pravritti nivaranam. Lokasangraha. It's a very beautiful definition. See, a very beautiful, I want to remind you here. Lokasangraha means welfare of the world. Lokasya sangraha. Welfare, well-being of the world. So, welfare of the world means what? Welfare of the world is actually welfare of one's own self. You must remember this. Atmastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Pujya Samaji used to tell you, but I don't think anybody else has explained this so beautifully. Whenever whoever does anything for anyone, for others, you call it a service, seva. What service is it? Pujya Samaji asks. Whatever you do, your duty, that is service. Doing one's duty is a service. There's no other special meaning for the word service. If you do your duty, you are serving. And because everybody else does one's duties, so you are served also. Everybody else, if whoever does any service, whoever does one's duty, that person serves. I serve because I'm served by others as well. There's a mutual dependence, the mutual contribution of by everyone for everyone else's welfare. If a person lives a life of dharma, and if a person is involved in charitable activities, if a person is involved in reaching out activities, and he says he serves a society. Serving a society means what? Doing one's duty. Doing anything for one's own happiness. Doing one's duty means doing anything for one's own happiness, ultimately. Even reaching out activities is ultimately for one's own happiness. But we may have misconception that, oh, I do this for alleviating other people's unhappiness, sorrow. There may be certain truth, but actual truth is that we do anything for our own happiness. trying to do something to remove, involve oneself in reaching out activities, thereby trying one's best to remove other person's unhappiness, suffering, is ultimately for one's own happiness, because the very effort on my part, effort on anyone's part to remove other person's suffering is for removing the suffering one goes through, one has by seeing others suffering. I do something because I suffer. When I see others suffering, I suffer. I go through pain. My pressure is to get rid of the pain I go through seeing others suffering. Therefore, ultimately, any effort I make to remove other suffering is ultimately for removing my own suffering, seeing others suffering. That is why there's only intelligent selfishness in living a life of dharma, in living one's life in conformity with the universal order. And if by doing something wrong, going against dharma, if I'm searching for my happiness, means then I'm selfish but foolish. The foolish selfishness. That is why there's none in the world who does anything ultimately for others' sake. It's all for Swatmastu Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati. Whoever does anything, everyone does ultimately for everything for one's own happiness. One's own sarupa, one's own self only. That is why here, lokasangraha means what here? Lokasya unmarga pravritti nivaranam lokasangraha. Nivarana means what? Elimination of involvement in activities associated with adharma. Unmargaha means adharma margaha, durmargaha, not sumargaha. Unmargaha is equal to adharma margaha. Unmarga pravritti means what? Adharma marga pravritti. Pravritti means what? Involvement or activity. Activity which disturbs the order is adharma marga pravritti. Activity which contributes for the universal harmony is dharma marga pravritti. Therefore, what one can do? One need not do anything specially for protecting the world. One has to involve oneself in appropriate right actions, what is to be done, so that one can avoid the wrong activities. So, unmarga pravritti nivarana means elimination or removal of activities which disturb the order, which are wrong activities. So, removal of, avoidance of, elimination of non-righteous activities. So, avoidance of non-righteous activities, elimination of non-righteous activities is lokasangraha, performance of activities for the welfare of the world. So, unmarga pravruttihi means non-righteous activities, adharmic activities. Nivarna means elimination, removal. So, removal of, elimination of, avoidance of wrong non-righteous activities being contributive for the welfare of the world. If we do what should be done, what is appropriate, then we do not do what is inappropriate. So he says, what is lokasangraha? Unmarga pravritti nivaranam lokasangraha. Which means, which includes what? Only performing nitya namittika karmas. performance of Nityanivittika karmas consciously, thoughtfully. Before the attainment of jnanam, before the attainment of mental preparation, Nityanivittika karma should be followed prudently, intelligently, by a person as a means of mental preparation, as yoga. After the attainment of jnanam, after going through this of jnana yoga, after the attainment of jnanam, as a person of samyak darshanam also, one should continue to the same nityamittika karmas. But as karma abhasa, same nityamittika karmas are performed as an ajnani for mental preparation, as a jnani, as a falsified abhasa karma, karma abhasa. That's all, there's no difference. And for what? Loka sangraha, sangraha, loka sangrahartham, unmarga pravrutti nivaranartham, loka sangrahartham, which means even an intelligent, mature individual who is dispassionate towards everything, who does not value any more of any pleasures and things, naturally avoids even kamya karmas. Even kamya karmas are possible only for an immature person or a person who is in need of it. So doing one's nitya karma means what? Even taking care of one's welfare, one's physical well-being, emotional well-being, and you have to appease your hunger, to quench your thirst, to have a decent abode to live, to wear your clothing, for all to take care of your basic needs, and to, for you to be able to do spend money for righteous dharmic activities, you need to earn money. So nityanivittika karmas must, performance of nityanivittika karmas must contribute for, you know, earning everything one needs for one's basic needs. Your kamya karma, for the sake of dharma, for contributing, spending for good well, for society, I want to earn money. It's a kamya karma, but still there's no swartham alone involved. That's why it is important. Unmarga pravritti nivarana means avoidance of activities associated with activities which are non-righteous, wrong activities, which go against universal values, and which also makes a person involved in kamya karma. Fulfillment of one's personal wishes, etc. For unmarga pravrutti nivaranam loka sangraha tameva api prayojanam sampashyan. But loka sangraham alone prayojanam sampashyan kartam arhasi. So having the welfare of the world as the benefit, keeping this in one's mind, one must do one's duty. So Arjuna, you have to continue to be a karma yogi. You have to do your duties. You are not a jnani to give up your karma. Even as a kshatriya, there's no way possibility of taking to life sannyasa. You have, either you can, as ajnani, even if you think, or even if you think the janakana are ignorant people, even as a ajnani, for mental preparation, you must do your nityanivittika karmas. You must do your duties. Even after jnanam, still you must continue the same karma, nityanivittika karmani, as karma abhasa, as a falsified non-binding karma, you must continue to do for the welfare of the society, for maintenance of the cosmic order, universal order. Okay. Loka sangraha kimartham kartavyam ityuchyate. Loka sangraha kimartham kartavyam iti uchyate. Very beautiful. We'll see here. Why should one do one's duties for the welfare of the world? What is the purpose of having to do one's duties for the welfare of the world? That is explained in this following verse. Yadyadacharati sreshtaha tattadevetaro janaha. Yadyadacharati sreshtaha tattadevetaro janaha. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadano vartate. Yadyadacharati sreshtaha tattadevetaro janaha. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadano vartate. So he says, sreshtaha. Who is sreshtaha? Pradhanaha. Important, a person who enjoys importance in the society, a celebrity, a well-known person who is looked up to, a leader, is sreshtaha, pradhanaha. So yadyat karma sreshtaha acharati. So whatever karma this sreshtaha performs, sreshtaha does, tattadeva itaraha janaha, the same thing is itaraha janaha, other people also do the same thing, whatever the sreshtaha does. Because the sreshtaha, the most exalted person, the celebrity, the leader, the important person who is looked up to as a leader, a revered person, and who is like a role model, and who is a successful person in the books of other people. So people follow that person because they want to be like him. That is the psyche. That's how the psychology, the people is. Therefore, Bhagavan says, yadyate karma sreshtaha acharati, tattadeva itaraha janaha. The same alone, other people also do. Saha yat pramanam kurute, that person, whatever he follows as the, he sets as the ideal. Saha yat pramanam kurute, whatever he sets as the ideal, whatever he sets as the right thing to do, as a guide. Okay. Lokaha tad anuvartate. The world follows that ideal guide set by that person. Lokaha tad anuvartate. That is why, thank God, we have our Shruti Mata. You know, we have Veda Shastram. How fortunate we are. Imagine. Without Veda Shastram, what would have happened to the humanity? Especially, imagine what would have happened. We have Pramana Grantaha. Pramana Grantaha, the authentic source of knowledge, how I should live my life, what I should do, whom I should follow, For me, the guide, there's a guide is for us Veda Shastra. For us, the Guru is the guide here. It's the Pramanam. So, whatever that person sets as a guide, Pramanam, an ideal thing, Lokaha tada anuvartate. Then the world follows that. Now we have Bhagavan Krishna as the Pramana. And we have Bhagavad Gita as the Pramanam. So we follow that. Krishna Sakshat Narayanena Kritam. Narayanena Upadishtam. By Bhagavan himself Gita was taught. So no question. This is Pramanam for us. Because Krishna is for us Sreshtaha. So Bhagavan says this. So whatever Sreshtaha does, that alone other people follow. Whatever he sets it as a great ideal guide, and the world follows that. So he says, Lokaha tada anuvartate. Bhagavad Pada says, Yadyat karma acharati. Acharati means karoti. So whatever a person performs, who Sreshtaha. Sreshtaha means kaha? Pradhanaha. Important person. Tatta deva karma itaraha anyaha janaha acharati. The same thing alone, other people also follow. Itaraha janaha acharati. Tad anugunataha. So, tad anugataha. As a follower, anugataha, tasya anugataha, tad anugataha. As the follower, as a fan of that person, follower of that person, he also follows that. You know, that's why the people who are very popular cine stars, you know, whatever they do, you can see their fans doing the same thing. You know, because that is the psychology, isn't it? All Rajinikanth's followers do what Rajinikanth says is great. And that is how now many cine stars now start new parties. Think because they have big following. Somehow in the movies, they act as heroes and they won the hearts of people. These people, and they have big following. And all their following, their followers, their fans, and follow the style, hairstyle, dress style, and whatever they do, the leader does some social service, and they all involve them in social service. You know, like that, what Mahatma says, no, so serve the world, serve all. And many people follow because he's a Sreshtaha. The ordinary person says, who will follow? A Sreshtaha must say, Sreshtaha must do, because he has he has won the hearts. The leader who has won the hearts of people can ask people to do, or without even saying, simply doing what others should do, he becomes a role model for others. That's what Bhagavan says here. So, yadyat karma sreshtaha karoti acharati pradhanaha, sreshtaha pradhanaha, tatta deva karma, itaraha anya, itaraha means anyaha, other person also follows, other person also does, acharati. Itaraha is equal to anyaha janaha, tada anugataha, the follower of that person, the fan of that person, other person also does exactly the same, whatever the leader does. Kincha sahasreshtaha, moreover, sahasreshtaha, that exalted person, that so-called leader, yet pramanam kurute, whatever that person sets as the ideal guide, laukikam vaidikam va, whether it's worldly or religious, or Vedic, Lokaha tad anavartate. The world follows that guide, follows that person's instruction. Tadeva pramani karoti. The person pramani karoti, that takes that as tadeva pramani karoti. That becomes set as the guide to be followed. Tadeva pramani karoti. That becomes the valid source of instruction to be followed. Iti artha. Therefore, so what? There's a great responsibility for all those who are celebrities, who are leaders, who are looked up to, who are the heroes, who have followers, who have fans, to be very conscious of what they're doing. Because the world is always looking up to them. Other simple people are looking up to their leaders. Now, of course, Arjuna was leader of his times, great leader of his times, and he had won tremendously countless number of hearts. And for him, Arjuna was a great hero. Now, being a leader, being a chief also, there's a responsibility of doing the right thing so that one sets the right example, right role model for others. So all, there's a responsibility of helping others not to go against dharma, not to be involved in adharmic activities. Therefore, one must involve oneself in activities performed for the welfare of the world. Yadi atra te lokasangraha kartavyatayam vipratipattihi tarhi mam kim napashyasi. Kim mam napashyasi? Bhagavan says, yadi atra te lokasangraha kartavyatayam vipratipattihi tarhi kim mam kim napashyasi. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, if at all, yadi atra lokasangraha kartavyatayam, in this instruction of having to involve oneself in the activities for the welfare of the world. Loka sangraha kartavyata. Kartavyata is a stilinga shabda. Kartavyam is a napusakalinga shabda. That's the only difference. Loka sangraha kartavyam. Loka sangraha kartavyata. It's a noun form. So in this instruction pertaining to the performance of one's duties, nityanimittika karmani, for the welfare of the society, welfare of the world, if there is any doubt for you, if you have any doubt, yadi te vipratipattihi. See, pratipattihi means understanding. Vipratipattihi means what? Some doubtful understanding. If you are not very clear, why are you asking me to do lokasangraha? I am only aspiring for my own happiness, my own moksha. Because there's no way of discovering your happiness unless you are conscious of the welfare of the whole society. because society's well-being, the entire world's well, not society means the entire world's well-being and your well-being is one and the same. If you're aspiring for your own well-being and welfare, you must be conscious of the entire world's welfare, because you are non-separate from the whole. If you're really separate from the whole, then you can do only for your happiness, ignoring the welfare of the world. Your happiness is dependent on the welfare of the world also, because that is how jnanam is possible. Therefore he says, lokasangraha kartavyatayam yadi atra te vipratipattihi. If there is any lack of understanding, any doubt, vipratipattihi, in this instruction of having to perform one's duties for the welfare of the world, Arjuna, tarhi then, mam kim na pashyasi, why don't you see me? Why don't you look at me? See, look at me, Arjuna. What Bhagavan says is, Bhagavan e sarvajnaha sarvavit, sarva shaktiman, sarva shaktiman. Bhagavan is omnipotent. Bhagavan is omniscient. Bhagavan is omnipresent. Bhagavan is everything. Even though he had this avatar shariram, still in Bhagavan's vision, there's nothing. His karma also maikam shariram is not karmikam shariram. His body, Bhagavan's body is not something which has gained as a result of his karma. Bhagavan's avatar purusha, Bhagavan here. Bhagavan is always purnaha. There's no lacking, there's no inadequacy, there's no unhappiness, there's no dukkham, there's no, nothing is there for Bhagavan. Bhagavan was only having descended into this world. Bhagavan is just doing what has to be done for the society's well-being, world's welfare. So Bhagavan is asking Arjuna, mam kim na pashyasi, why don't you see me, Arjuna? Why don't you look at me, Arjuna? Why should there be any doubt for you? There need not be any doubt at all. Why? I'm here. And there's nothing that has to be accomplished by me, nothing that has not been accomplished by me. There's no, I'm always a person of fullness. Tribhangi Krishna, and by Purna Swamiji's words, Krishna, Tribhangi Krishna means always Purna Purushaha. Always Krishnaha itself means the one who is of the nature of fullness of happiness. Ananda Swarupaha. That is why the very name is what? Akarshati Sarvani Manamsi Iti Krishnaha. That which attracts, Bhagavan is of the nature of that which is attractive of all the minds towards itself. The happiness is something which is, which attracts all the minds towards itself. That which is desired by all the people of all times, of all places, of all cultures is happiness. That's why Krishnaha absolutely means what? All attractive happiness. All attractive means what? All the minds of all the people of all times, of all places, of all cultures. Happiness, Krishna is equal to happiness. Happiness is all attractive. So Krishna means all attractive. Okay. That is Bhagavan. So there's nothing. That nothing that Bhagavan has to do. Still, Bhagavan now is doing what is for the welfare of the world, loka sangrahartham. Now, Bhagavan plays his role as avatara purusha. He is involved in, even in this battle, in this Mahabharata yuddham, in the battle of Mahabharatam, he was there as Arjuna's charioteer. Apart from playing the role of a great role of Gitacharya, so Jagadguru. So Bhagavan says here, Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam vartayeva cha karmani. Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam vartayeva cha karmani. Bhagavan says, hey Partha, trishu lokeshu me kartavyam kinchana nasti. Trishu lokeshu, in all the three worlds, me, for me, kartavyam kinchana nasti. There's nothing, not even little, to be done by me as my duty in these three worlds. Na anavaptam. Anavapta means unattained. Na anavaptam asti. In these three worlds, there's nothing which has not been attained by me. Avaptavyam na. There's nothing which has yet to be attained by me, accomplished by me. There's nothing which has not been achieved, attained, accomplished by me. There's nothing which has yet to be accomplished by me, achieved by me, attained by me. Everything is accomplished as it were for me. Why? Bhagavan, as I said in the Taittiriya class, for him there's nothing which is not Bhagavan. For him, all that is there is only one's own self. Still, Bhagavan says, Varte evacha karmani. Still, Arjuna, I continue to remain in action. Karmani varte eva means what? I remain in action. I remain in action. I do not remain inactive. I still involve myself in activities. So Bhagavan says, Name. Me means what? Mama. Partha. Hey Arjuna. Na asti. Na asti means what? Na vidyate. There's nothing for me, kartavyam should be performed. There's nothing that which should be performed, which should be done for me. Trishu api lokeshu, in all the three worlds also. Kinchana means what? Kinchidapi. Kinchana nasti, kinchidapi nasti, trishu lokeshu me mama kartavyam. There's not even little which should be done by me in this, in the three worlds. Kasmat, why? Something has been done by me only if I have yet to attain something. Oh, there's something, if there's any lacking on my part, if there's any inadequacy on my part, that something has to be attained by me, then something has to be done. To attain something, I have to do something. There's nothing which has, it has not yet been attained. Everything else has been already attained. Means, then nothing can be done. Nothing needs to be done. So Bhagavan says, Bhagavan need not do anything in this world because na anavaptam. Anavaptam means what? Apraptam. There's nothing in this world which has not yet been attained by Bhagavan, accomplished by Bhagavan. Why? Everything else is accomplished as it were. Therefore, avaptavyam, prapaniyam, there's some nothing which is yet to be attained. Already everything has been attained. Nothing which has not yet been attained. Therefore, there's no such a thing called which is yet to be attained. Avaptavyam, prapaniyam api, tatha api. Prapaniyam api nasti. Still, Bhagavan is already Purna Purushaha, Bhagavan of all accomplishment. Tathapi, even then, Arjuna, வர்த்தேயேவச்ச கர்மணி அகம். அகம் கர்மணி வர்த்தேயேவ, ஸ்டில் ஐ கண்டினியூ டு ரிமைன் இன் டூயிங், இன் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். ஐ ஹவ் நாட் given up the activities physically. Physically, whatever has to be done, I'm still doing. Even though there's no need for me to do anything. Therefore, you also, you have to do continuously Bhagavan. Bhagavan's instruction goes in such a way that Arjuna has no choice of giving up anything. Activity, he has to choose only to do his duty. Bhagavan continues, Yadi hyaham navarteyam jatu karmanya tandritah. Yadi hyaham navarteyam ஜாது கர்மண்ய தந்திரித மம வர்த்மானு வர்த்தந்தே மனுஷ்யா பார்த்த சர்வஷஹ யதி ஹ்யஹன்ன வர்த்தேயம் ஜாது கர்மண்ய தந்திரித மம வர்த்மானு வர்த்தந்தே மனுஷ்யா பார்த்த சர்வஷஹ. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, yadi hi aham na varteyam karmani jatu aham na varteyam atandritaha. See, tandritaha means as a lazy person, atandritaha, without being lazy, without being inactive, indifferent. If I was not involved in activities, if I was ever not involved in activities, then மம வர்த்ம அனுவர்த்தந்தே மனுஷ்யாஹ சர்வஷஹ. பை ஆல் மீன்ஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் வில் ஃபாலோ மை வர்த்ம, மை பாத் மீன்ஸ் வாட், வில் பி வெரி ஈஸி ஃபார் பீப்புள் டு சே வி ஆர் ஆல் ஃபாலோவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவான், வி ஃபாலோ ஹிஸ் ஃபுட் பிரிண்ட்ஸ், திஸ் வாட் பகவான் டிட் ஸோ வி ஆல்சோ டூ. பீப்புள் வில் ஈஸிலி தே வில் சே புட் த பிளேம் ஆன் த லீடர் and they will remain Bhagavan Krishna. So here Bhagavan, yadi if at all I ever remained inactively, indifferently, lazily, without being lazy, without being indifferent, if I was not involved in my activities ever, then mamavartma anuvartante manushyaha, the human beings will follow my path by all means. So Bhagavan says, yadihi punaha aham na varteyam, if I am not in my activities ever, ஜாது கதாச்சித் கர்மணி அதந்திரிதஹ. சி தந்திரிதஹ மீன்ஸ் அலசஹ, அதந்திரிதஹ அனலசஹ, வித்தவுட் எனி லேசினஸ், ஆஸ் அ நான் லேசி பர்சன், ஆஸ் அ வெரி ஆக்டிவ் பர்சன், இஃப் ஐ வாஸ் நாட் இன்வால்வ்ட் இன் மை ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ், மம ஸ்ரேஷ்டஸ்ய சதஹா வர்த்மா, பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் பகவான் அவதார புருஷ, ஐ லுக்ட் அப் டு அஸ் எக்ஸால்டட் பீயிங், தேர்ஃபோர் மம ஸ்ரேஷ்டஸ்ய சதஹா வர்த்மா, தென் மை வர்த் மீன்ஸ் மார்க்கம், மை பாத், மனுஷ்யாஹ அனுவர்த்தந்தே, people follow my path. Manishaha mamavartmana vartante. Then what would have been the consequence? The Bhagavan did not remain lazy. Bhagavan continued to be in activities. So Bhagavan himself became a role model for others to do what they had to be doing. Bhagavan said the consequence of being a wrong role model. Utsi deyuri me lokaha na kuryam karma chedaham. Utsi deyuri me lokaha na kuryam karma chedaham. Sankarasya chakartasyam upahanyami maaf prajaha. Utsi deyuri me lokaha. Na kuryam karma chedaham. Sankarasya chakartasyam. Upahanyami maaf prajaha. Ime lokaha utsi deyuhu. Chet means aham. Aham karma na kuryam chet. Aham karma na kuryam chet. If I do not do my duty, if I do not do karma, Bhagavan has no such a thing called duty. But still Bhagavan does. Avatara Purusha, whatever he has to do, he is doing. Yadi aham karma na kuryam. Yadi aham karma na kuryam chet. If I do not do karma, action, whatever I am doing now, ime lokaha utsi deyuhu, all these worlds will perish. Utsi deyuhu is a potential mood verb. They may perish. They will perish. I mean, they may perish, they should perish. This is the meaning. But if you take it in the future tense, the sense of future tense, they will perish. Utsi deyuhu means what? Utsi deyuhu means they may perish. Utsi deyuhu, they should perish, they must perish. This is the meaning of the potential mood. But we don't take it as a potential mood verb here. We take it as a future tense verb. Ime lokaha utsi deyuhu. These worlds will perish if I do not do what I am doing now. If I do not do karma. Yadi aham karma na kuryam. Aham karma na kuryam chet. Ime lokaha utsi deyuhu. Not only that. Sankarasya aham kartasyam. I would be the maker of. I would be the creator of confusion. Sankarasya cha aham kartasyam. Imaha prajaha upahanyam. Then, imaha prajaha upahanyam. I will perish these people. Perishing these people means what? I'll contribute for the destruction of the entire earth. So here, before going there, Bhagavan says, what exactly is the problem? What will be the consequence if Bhagavan does not do whatever he was doing? Bhagavan did not do whatever he was doing, what would have been the consequence? That is what is said in this 24th verse. Ime lokaha utsi deyuhu. These worlds will perish. அகம் சங்கரசிச்ச கர்த்தாஸ்யாம். These worlds perish means what? There will be disorder in the world. The people will not do what they have to be doing. So they all people will contribute for the disorder, the disruption of the universal order. And that is how once the universe order will be destroyed as a result of people omitting and not doing what they had to be doing. Then the consequence of the disrupting order will be what? There will be disruption of the humanity, the destruction of the humanity. Because elements will perish. Elementals also will be in trouble. In a sense, there will be total chaos. That's why Bhagavan says, it looks very simple, but still it's a very tremendous consequence. Unpleasant, undesirable consequence of disturbing, disrupting the universal order. Not only Sankarasya Kartasyam. So Sankaraha here actually means mixing up of Varna. Mixing up of Varna means what? Mixing up of Varna means there will be confusion pertaining to Varna, means Varna Dharmas. There will be confusion with reference to Varna Dharmas. So who must be doing which duty? That there will be confusion about it. So the anti-human, all the people are in fact divided into people of four classes. In keeping with the predominance of guna, the inclination for their karma, given karma. So accordingly the duties have been prescribed. Now there'll be big confusion here, that is mixing up of varnas, so that the duties also will be disturbed. So a Brahmana should be doing what he has to be doing, what he should be doing. Kshatriya should be doing what he should be doing. So Vaishya, Shudra, all the people should be doing their own ordained duties. And there will be disruption. And this disruption of duties is what's meant by here. Sankarasya Kartasyam. Varna, Varnashrama, Dharma, Sankaraha. The confusion pertaining to the duties of all Varnas. And they will not be followed. Which means that the spiritual progress will be obstructed. People have to do their duties not because they're inferior or superior. That is how by doing the ordained duties, prescribed duties. The doctor prescribes what is good for a person, diabetic person, what is good for a non-diabetic person. According both are patients, two different patients. One is diabetic, one is a non-diabetic. And the doctor's prescription is different. Not that doctor loves one person more, other person less. Not that one person is superior, not one person is inferior. Doctor's prescription, different prescription is purely with the intention of doing good for both the people. So Shruti Mahata, mother, she can never be partial for one, partial for other person. She prescribes, in Veda Shastram, the duties are prescribed for who, what should be done by Kshatriya, what should be done by Brahmana, etc. This duties, prescription of duties, determination of other disciplines, but the Shastram, are purely with an interest, purely the well, the interest, purely because the interest in the well-being of all the people. Therefore, then if people do not do what should be done, then they'll be going against the universal order. If they do not do what they should be doing, they'll end up doing what should not be done. That is how they will contribute for the disruption of the order. When the order is disturbed and disturbed, and the disturbed order will disturb us. The Pujya Swami used to say that dharmaha rakshati rakshitaha na rakshati na if it is not rakshitaha. If dharma, if one does not contribute for maintaining the environment, you know, then naturally there will be disruption. One has to pay for, one has to go to the, one has to enjoy, experience the consequence. This is how Bhagavan says, Sankara Satcha Kartasyam. I'll be responsible. I'll be the creator of confusion in terms of disrupting the order by way of going against their, by way of rejecting or going against their own varna dharmas, not doing their dharmas, which means people, the goal will not be a spiritual goal, then the material ends will become the ultimate goals. If a person does not do his duties having the spiritual goal as an ultimate end, ultimate goal, then naturally the material ends will become the priority. That is when people go against dharma. Then there'll be total chaos. So Sankarasya Kartasyam. Tena Karanena. What Bhagavan says here. Kincha. Tena Karanena Upahanyam Ima Prajaha. This is how, by this, because of this reason alone, this is how Aham Imaha Prajaha Upahanyam. I will destroy these people. Prajanam Anugrahaya Pravruttaha. Upahatim Upahanam Kuriyam. Actually, I have, you know, proceeded for what? I proceeded assuming this body, having incarnated in this world as Krishna. I have proceeded for what? Only for the blessing, for conferring grace for on the part of people, for conferring grace upon the people. Prajanam anugrahaya pravruttaha. Having involved myself in my activities for conferring grace upon the people, for the blessing of the people, now instead of blessing them, conferring grace upon them, upahatim, upahatihi stilinga shabdaha, upahananam napusakalinga shabdaha. Upahananam means destruction. Upahatihi. Upahatim kuriyam. Upahanam kuriyam. Upahanyam is a verb. I shall destroy these people means what? I shall do the destruction of these people. I'm supposed to be protecting them by conferring grace upon them, by I have to bless them in terms of the form of protecting them. Instead of protecting them, blessing them, conferring grace upon them for their happiness, I'll be destroying them. I'll destroy them. Mama Ishwarasya ananarupam apadyeta. Therefore, Ishwarasya ananarupam apadyeta. This will give rise to a situation of what? Apadyeta means there will happen the situation which does not befit me, the Lord. That will happen, the situation which will not befit me as the Lord. Yeshua Sama Anarup. What is that? I'm supposed to be protecting them. Instead of protecting them, I'll be destroying them. I should not do that. Therefore, just for the sake of protecting the people, just for the sake, for the welfare of the world, even though I did not do anything at all, still I do. That is Bhagavan's explanation. Therefore, there is no question of whether a jnani or a jnani, even Bhagavan, everyone having the body when they live in this world, everyone must do. For what? Loka Sangrahartham. One must do one's duties. What is to be done? To avoid what should not be done. So that one can take care of one's mental preparation required for jnanam. Or for assimilating the jnanam one needs to do. To have the mental disposition one must do. Even after attaining jnanam, one has no choice. One has to continue to do. Not for preparation, not for jnanam, not for moksha, but for the welfare of the world. So setting a wrong example also, not being a role model also, indirectly we contribute for the disruption of the universal order by setting a wrong example. Therefore, there's no loss for a jnani or Bhagavan, just doing what is to be done in remaining as a right role model. Therefore, Bhagavan insists that there's no way of giving up activity. Yadi punaha aham iva tvam krutartha buddhihi atmavit anyahava tasyapi atmanaha kartavya abhavepi para anugraha eva kartavyaha iti aha. Okay, I have to stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.